This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Belcher with Thaddeus McCullough, American Greatness, and here's the dusty one. Indiana Honlein himself, just back from the Golan Heights. Thaddeus?
Indiana, there have been some spectacular finds in the Golan. What are they, and what are their significance?
Very significant new finds, and I just came down from there to report of a rare stele, dating back to the Kingdom of Geshur, which was unearthed just recently and shown by an excavation team, an international team, and it bore the image of a bull-shaped moon god, which dates back to the 11th century BCE, which is 3,300 years ago. Geshur is mentioned in the Bible as existing at the time of the Kingdom of David, and it was eventually annexed by King Hazael, who ruled in the area that is today Syria. And Geshur exists in parts of what was known as the Golan Heights. And this work, which was led by Professor Rami Erev in Bethsaida, was carried out by students from around the world, that this slab was a funereal one, but others were used to road maps to identify roads or territorial borders or for guiding the souls of the dead. So the second discovery, which relates to the same period and in the same area, comes after nearly 32 years of excavation in Bethsaida, where they found gates that were cautiously identified to be part of the biblical city of Zer, also mentioned in biblical times. And according to them, this is one of the most rare findings that from the ancient city that gives them the notion that it's possible that Solomon and David had been kings of the Israelite kingdom. The uncovered gate was, as I said, identified with Zer, a name used in the first temple period. But the new one, this new gate that was found, dates back to the time of King David in the 11th to the 10th centuries in the Golan, as the same time as the stele that we mentioned before. Bethsaida was the name of the city during the Second Temple period, and the fortified towns of this area were mentioned in Joshua, in the book of Joshua. The tombstones found from the ancient world, from southern Turkey to Egypt, two have been found like it in the Bethsaida alone. And one of these was found in cities dating to later periods, such as the 8th and 9th centuries BCE. So this is a very rare discovery. It redefines what we know about the history of the region. Seven kingdoms are believed to have ruled in that ancient land of Israel. However, according to the researchers, little is known about the archaeology of the capitals because most were destroyed. Here they found one that is intact and will yield amazing information to the for the archaeologists and historians that we will later read in our history books.
Indiana Honlein, the dusty one, with his bag of tricks, his bullwhip, his chapeau, out on the trail again for treasures. Thaddeus McCullough, American Greatness. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.